Journalist and author Peter Fitzsimons is the chair of the Australian Republican Movement. He spoke to our reporter Thomas Ariti.
The first thing that occurs to me is that historically, the whole thing's got great overtones of Wallace Simpson and King Edward, who, I think 1936, he announced that he couldn't go on without marrying, quote, the woman I love, and abdicated. And I guess this is like a half abdication in a way, not that he was ever going to be king, but it's just saying, I don't want to play this game anymore, I'm off to Canada.
So what does this mean for the significance of the royals if part of that next generation is stepping back, in your view?
I suppose the essence of the whole monarchy shtick is stability. You know, it's all about stability. And I guess the significance of this is you've now got the resignation of Prince Harry, and it doesn't play to the whole stability thing.
Harry isn't a direct heir to the throne, though, and they say they'll still raise their son with an appreciation for the royal tradition. So do you think it'll actually threaten the institution of the royals if this couple in particular step back?
No, I don't think it threatens them, but it certainly weakens them. You know, it's a thing of to be right in the heart of the royal family and to say, I don't want to live this life anymore is, in the first place, I find it actually quite admirable. Just you know, saying, I don't want to do this anymore. We're not going to play this game on and on. We actually want to have a life ourselves with our son. I find it extremely admirable, but it certainly doesn't strengthen the monarchy. I think we could all agree on that. When you have, I mean, the most fascinating thing for me, quote, ever, on the whole royal family thing was when Jerry Seinfeld was in London, you know, I think 2011, whenever it was that William and Kate got married, and he was on breakfast television and they said, you must be really excited, are you, to be here during the royal wedding? And he said, no. Why would I be? You said, this is all theatre. This is people, you know, in long dresses and frock coats pretending to be special people. These aren't special people. This is theatre. This is all theatre. Now, that's not an exact quote, but that's the guts of what he said. And when you have, so the whole royal family is sold on, these are special people. These are different people from you and I. And people do, you know, people do believe that. They, you know, bow and curtsy and scrape, you know, as if they're different people to other people. So when one of those people, in this case, Prince Harry, says, I just want to be an ordinary person, that's not the total of what he said, but it's along those lines. If I want to live a normal life, good on him. It's admirable, but it certainly doesn't strengthen the whole royal shtick.
The chair of the Australian Republican Movement, Peter Fitzsimons, speaking to Thomas Ariti.